Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me, as always, on this program, first in the Northern California Bay Area, world famous joke. Sorry. I was going to say jovial joking juggler, Greg Larson. It's like my brain was going to say it, but it didn't like, it's almost like you have a car that's trying to make this, this jump of a bridge, you know, the drawbridge is opening, right? And the car is just trying to go as fast as it can, but it doesn't quite make it. So it kind of just falls into the river. That's where the word started to go. And then I decided to just pull the car up and just put it on the other side of the road.
Just kind of an office party moment.
Precisely. Yes. Yes. If you're not familiar, ladies and gentlemen, exactly. Go ahead. Watch the Office Christmas Party review. How are you doing, Greg?
Man, I'm doing well. Was happy to watch this film. So yeah. Life's good, man. How about yourself?
It is fantastic. It's no secret that Greg and I partake in the world of video games. And it's not like, oh my God, these guys like Mario or something. Like, and yes, I understand I'm saying this wearing a shirt referencing Portal 2, but Horizon Zero Dawn, I'm sorry, Forbidden West.
Yes.
By the time, listen, we're recording on February 13th. At the time that this is out, we're going to be well into this game. And I am excited.
Yeah.
Also, no,
this game is going to be awesome.
Also with us, Flesh Wound producer Todd.
I thought you forgot about me.
Nope. I was just curious if this were you're going to come in like Ogre and yell nerds.
I just tuned you out, I'll be honest.
Oh, you do that so well. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this week we did have the pleasure of watching, and we will be discussing and reviewing the film Hot Tub Time Machine, released on March 26th, 2010, by MGM United Artists. Todd, do you have the trailer ready?
I do have the trailer ready.
But?
But you normally say to play it.
Okay. Roll it.
A typical road trip weekend consists of partying, hooking up, and going wild. But in 2010, four friends will discover a new level of awesome.
Go. All right.
Look, what are we gonna do? You guys are terrible at quarters. Let's break into a school or steal a cop car or something, huh? Do you have Ritalin?
What?
Guys, come look at this.
You don't think it's a little weird, a bunch of guys just piling up in a big bathtub together?
It's called male bonding, okay? Haven't you even seen Wild Hogs?
Watch out, here I come.
What the hell happened last night?
Is there some kind of retro thing going on this weekend?
There's something going on in here.
Dude is rocking cassette player.
Leg warmers.
I'm sure there's a good explanation for all this.
Jerry girl!
Excuse me, miss. What color is Michael Jackson?
Black.
Buena, Fast 86.
I don't understand how we back in time.
I'm so scared.
Must be some kind of hot tub time machine.
This March.
This is a very special model that you have here.
You know exactly what's going on here, don't you, old man?
Come on, it's the 80s. Let's do what we want. Free love.
Hey, let's get this party started.
Mom?
Forget the present.
Why did I ever pick up with it? What was I thinking?
Wow.
And now the universe is giving me another shot.
This is going to be the best weekend, like, ever.
I feel pregnant.
Change the future.
There's money to be made here, man.
We could invent iPods, Prius, Match.com, short ribs. We could combine Viagra with Twitter.
What?
Twitagora. Boom!
And kick some past.
You're breaking up with me? That's not how this happens. Do you know what happens to you?
When you get fat. I mean, like, fat.
Oh! Hot Tub Time Machine.
Could I text you later?
Wait, what?
Are you online at all?
I have no idea what you're saying.
How do I get a hold of you?
Come find me.
That just sounds exhausting.
Oh, man. So, we had Hot Tub Time Machine again, and this was directed by Steve Pink, written by Josh Held, Sean Anders, John Morris. Now, I'll go with some initial thoughts first and some interesting tidbits on the director and one of the screenplay writers. But initial thoughts for this, when I first saw this movie, I loved it. And now, seeing this again now, I loved it even more. Diving in a little bit deeper, I love it even more. I'll explain that momentarily. Greg?
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of 2 weeks in a row. This hits close to home. One for last week's was the world in general. This one was personal because I feel like life's gone away from the crazy party days and, you know, what it might be like to go back to my Disney days living with you. So, but yeah, no, it was fun. Like I'd seen this movie back in the day and when this came out, but, you know, it was definitely fun to revisit, much like, you know, the memory lane I went down after watching this movie, thinking about all the old times. Yeah, it was just all around good times.
That's one of the things I really loved about this one that you don't really get a lot with other comedies is the fantasy aspect of it, of this time machine and, you know, being able to right some wrongs, for lack of a better term. It's fun to then just let your mind wander.
Right. And when he breaks the fourth wall, like in that moment where he's like, it's like a hot tub time machine. Like I died. Just, you know, they're having fun. You could tell this is a group of people just like, this is stupid. Let's have fun. You know?
It's stupid, but at the same time, well, I'll get into that in a second. Todd, yeah. Go with your initial thoughts first.
Yeah, I remember when this got announced. Time travel, looked like a dumb, you know, 80s style comedy. I was all in and saw it then, loved it, and like still do.
What also was great is you had the pairing of John Cusack, like a known star, with Rob Corddry and Craig Robinson from The Daily Show and The Office, respectively, where Rob Corddry really got the time to shine. And Craig Robinson also. What I really loved about it when I first saw it is how the whole story of or John Cusack's character story going on in the 80s felt like a John Cusack movie, you know? Yeah. And what I found most fascinating about all that is the director, Steve Pink, was also wrote the screenplay for Gross Point Blank and High Fidelity, also starring John Cusack. So I thought that was a wise choice to bring him in to get that vibe of a John Cusack movie, right? Right. Now, here's what made this even better. Josh Held, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correct. I'm sorry, Josh Held, H-E-L-D. In addition to writing this, is also the co-creator for Cobra Kai.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So when... knowing that going in and then catching all these 80s references, it just made me love the movie even more, especially when you had Lou, Rob Corddry's character, first be confronted by the ski patrol and he puts his hand close to, like, you know, threatening him, and an off-screen voice is, hey, it's that douchebag from Karate Kid 3. And I lost it because this past season of Cobra Kai criticizes Karate Kid 3. And it's a connection there. But so if you haven't seen this movie, but you enjoyed Cobra Kai, you're going to same came from the same brain, essentially.
There's a bigger connection, too. But
oh, let's go. Go for it, Lee.
Oh yeah, William Zabka pops up in it.
When
Johnny? He's the one when they're like betting and they're playing poker. He's the only blonde guy from Karate Kid that shows up in the gambling scene.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was him either.
Well, okay. He's basically playing that 80s character.
I did catch the off-screen line. Said at some point in the movie, put him in a body bag, which I guarantee had to have been a callback.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely was.
So... That's why I got such a huge kick. Again, like going in with the mindset like, oh, this guy knows his 80s. Like he loves his 80s, right?
Yeah.
So in terms of a favorite, I know it was early on, but I enjoyed the movie from start to finish. Don't get me wrong. Tons of parts in this movie made me laugh. But I think one that brought me to tears the most, the Karate Kid 3 line got me pretty good, but I don't think one got me as hard as a line said early on when they're going to pick up Lou at the beginning of the film. And the nephew played by, sorry, I didn't go over the stars here. John Cusack, Rob Corddry, Craig Robinson, and Clark Duke
I was going to say you Ernie Hudson dim earlier name everyone, but he gets left.
I apologize.
Poor Clark also Duke. Was
rated R with a runtime of 101 minutes. Get that out of the way. Clark Duke says a line. Remember when I was 12 and he tried to bite me? With Cusack's response, well, to be fair, you had it coming. And I loved Cusack's delivery with everything because he seemed like the anchor to let Rob Corddry and Craig Robinson's be the, you know, fuel the humor aspect of it. And then Cusack got his own moment of time to shine when he got I don't want to spoil anything, but the things that happened to him and the things that he had in his stash and going through everything and was a good time to rather it was humorous to see a John Cusack movie rather when he's at this age, right? You know what I mean, like him going through like the teen John Cusack at like 50. And again, it not really spoiling, but for those that haven't seen in the movie, it explains that to everybody else, they appear their 18-year-old selves. So, which by the way, Lou's haircut is exactly like Bruce Dickinson, lead singer of the band Iron Maiden, who was on his shirt. I thought that was a neat detail. Is that, because, like, you know, everybody, you see people wear Iron Maiden shirts all the time, but him having the same exact hairstyle as a lead singer of the band that he's wearing the shirt of that's a nice touch.
Yeah, it's pretty spot on. I want to defer my favorite to Todd first, because I have a few from this, and I just, I need to say a couple of these. So
yeah, I got my list, too. I'm sure we all do. Well, I'm going to go with one, and it hasn't changed, and it still busts me up every time. To throwaway line, it goes over a lot of people's heads. When they first see each other and they're all standing looking in the mirror, and John Cusack says to Craig Robinson, he's like, you look like Kid and Play. And Craig Robinson no sells it. And he's just like, that's two people. That line every time when he says that's two people, I lose it.
Yeah.
All right.
Movie had so many great one-liners, and that's what I loved about this film. I'm a sucker for those, but like when Rob Corddry, he's being accused that he was trying to harm himself at one point, and he goes, if I were trying to do that, I'd go out like a badass with a shotgun to the dick. Like that, I was like, I'm not sure how effective that would be, but like that's funny as hell. So like there was that, and then there's a scenario. Gosh, there's so many I have on here, and one's kind of a spoiler, so I'll leave it out. But there's a moment where they're all kind of with him and such, and what's the kid's name, the younger one, the Ernie Hudson of the movie? Yes. So he goes, hey, if he kills himself, can we go home? Like, like I'm over this. Like, let's go. Like, it was such a great line. And then last one that I'm sorry, it is slightly spoilerish, so I'll leave out the context of it. But when you watch it, when he says, it's like Gary Coleman's forearm. My God, like I died. There were so many great moments of this film that, yeah, like there, all the one-liners, all the moments were just, yeah, they were a lot of fun.
I was gonna say, there's too many little moments, so I'm just gonna blank in it. Anytime Crispin Glover's on the screen, and it's also perfect casting because it's a time travel movie. And but I could say that about every movie Crispin Glover. He's always awesome. That's all I'm saying. But he's awesome even more in this.
When you have a time travel movie that's again featuring Crispin Glover, who's in two of the most popular time travel movies.
One,
was he in the second one?
Nope. And that's why that law, he sued him because they used his likeness, they hired someone else.
Okay, I get it. Anyway, yeah, still, there you go, one. Anyhow, definitely recommend it. And as Greg had mentioned last week with the Idiocracy, as that would be one he'd want to buy, this would be one I'd want to purchase. I'd want to get the, hopefully check out a commentary track on this. Just because it seems like it must have been a good time. And I want to know if it would be revealed how many of Rob Corddry's lines were improvised.
Right.
Like, Greg, when you said the line, like, I take it like a man, shotgun to the dick. That is one of his Daily Show lines. When he was a correspondent on the Daily Show, that used to be, like, his shtick. So it was so much fun seeing him, especially certain teases of things happening and his reactions to things, like, and he would, like, get excited when there would be a tragedy about to happen. That was humorous to see, especially like him holding his arms up like he was victorious. Like, that almost like it was funny, but at the same time, I almost felt like I saw myself because I think I would do the same thing.
Right, because like, you're not doing anything messed up. You're just like, this is destiny. It's bound to happen. So like,
you get to witness destiny. Enjoy it. Yeah, exactly. So, again, with this, that was not possible to rate it anything less than a 5 from me. Purchase it if you can. That's my humble opinion. Greg?
Yeah, this is a 5 as well. I was going to say this is a rent until you mentioned the commentary track thing. Like, well, if you can rent...
Uh-oh, like, it doesn't have commentary, does it, Todd?
No, I was going to... I was saving that.
Well, then rent it.
See, this is the frustrating thing.
I really enjoy this film, but I think it would be one that, like, I could watch from time to time. I'd be happy to rent it again, you know? But I don't see myself watching it frequently.
Yeah, I watched this one not too long ago, actually.
And
both of them.
I'm not talking about the sequel.
I know. Well, this one I give a 5.
There you go. Do you happen to have the Blu-ray DVD that you could tell us what special features it does
have? What is on it? I can't. Well, first, I know the big thing for me is there's a... what's it called? There is Crispin Glover, one-arm bellhop. That's a featurette. Of course, it has both theatrical and unrated. It has a production featurette, Acting Like Idiots. And I'm sure this title has to be ironic. Chevy Chase, the nicest guy in Hollywood.
Okay.
And deleted scenes.
Got it. Now, last week we started looking at the IMDb reviews for fun. Now, this has an average rating of 6.4 with 170,000 IMDb users, with 28% at the highest point giving it a 7, 24.4 giving it a 6, 14.8 giving it an 8, 5.7% giving it a 10. Which leads me to say that 9,791 people that are IMDb users are cool people and know what they're talking about. I don't know if you guys would disagree, but anyhow.
I don't know about cool, but we agree with that.
You know, overall, it wasn't like amazing movie if you're trying to be all like hoity-toity about it. But if you're talking like, did I have a freaking good time? Which is what movies are all about. Like, yeah,
especially comedies. Especially right, exactly. Comedies. Yeah. So there you go. Definitely check it out. Is it streaming anywhere, Todd?
It the only place it's streaming is on the TBS or TNT app, maybe both. Oh, and I'm pretty God. Sure
you're definitely that includes commercials.
Well, you're definitely not getting the unrated version. That's
well, yeah, but you get like the TV versions, yeah, don't you?
Well, I don't know how TNT does it, but yeah,
probably. I guarantee like you don't get the same version from that HBO shows, no, whatever, if they have that opportunity. But anyhow, if you see it, if ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to see it appear on one of your streaming services, make sure to catch it before it goes away. Fair?
Fair.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back next week with a new episode. That is world famous juggler Greg and Flesh Wound producer Todd, and I'm Ozzy V. See you next week.
1 second. Right. Sorry, Ozzy. Sorry, oh, Ozzy, sorry to cut you off. I do have a thought. I apologize.
Okay.
I just have to say, in context of this movie, I am not sure what shade Michael Jackson was in 1986 when they mentioned this movie, because this is it's a bit in the movie, and I looked it up.
Hold on. Okay.
He's starting to lighten up a bit. So I think they should have rewound the movie a couple years.
To make that joke, kid?
Yeah.
Now, hold on a second, though. Now, if I can just jump in here for a second. Because I want to look at the albums. So I'm looking at Bad 1987, right?
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
I'm looking at that album cover. And if I were just to look at that album cover and someone were to ask me, hey, would you say he's black or white? Black? That's
yeah. That, but that, there's that was the a question answer mark that in the, that answer. There's
no, but that was that, but that was that was how the girl answered though.
Yeah.
That's so true. That, like you can't like it's that's what made it so good is that like it wasn't like a black. It was a black. Like
yeah, that's fair. Fair enough.
You know what I mean? Like that's why and like yeah, somebody could say like, well, you know, she could just be questioning because she's weirded out that some random dude's asking her. But at the same time, knowing I mean, again, this is one of the guys that co-created Cobra Kai. I'm sure that that level of detail was probably in the script.
That's fair. Okay.
And especially directed by a guy who wrote screenplays for John Cusack movies. I just gotta think. That's why I'd want to hope that there was a commentary track because I want to be curious if things were said specifically for these reasons. It couldn't just be me BSing. Yeah. I do that a lot, apparently.
What?
That's not funny. All right, we've had this outro go on long enough. We will be back next week with a new episode here on Flesh Wound Farce. Thank you for joining us.